Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Own it. See, that's why she's the producer. All right.
Dig, welcome to the show. I'm glad everybody got their popcorn, yo. You paid a lot for it, so eat it kinda slow. And if you snuck in food, it's cool, don't leave it on the floor. See everybody watching, trying to see what we about. Just keep your voices down when the lights go out. Turn your cell phones off, Joe. And if you got kids, we'll try to keep them quiet to after the main event. What you are about to experience is this pure, unadulterated talent mixed with finesse. And I ain't saying it's the best, but until you can do better, that won't even get addressed. It's the Chi-Town Fresh, return to the sound that you used to love best. So let your head down and relieve that stress, yo. Welcome to the Damo Show, ladies. Woo! Okay. So beautiful. What else? I know you do. I know you do. Yeah. All right. Take me on, fellas. Woo! Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. What's good, everybody? My name is Damo. You like that? This is officially the first episode of the Damo Show. I was about to say Blog Talk. Fuck them. Phone Fantasy Radio. I was about to come out. So first show ever, man. I'm so excited to be here in real life. They tried to shut my shit down, but we back and we gonna handle business like it ain't nothing. I have my man Jay Willa on the line with me right now. Say what's up, Jay Willa.
Yes. How y'all?
Really? You gonna be cool with the Brooklyn? A minute ago you had something to say. Now you're like, yeah. I'm good.
I mean, just a product of my environment. Listen to
it. What'd you say?
I'm just a product of my environment.
You're probably to your environment, I see. All right, well, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. So welcome. And then, the producer of the show, Mr. Crush Hearts. Yeah.
Hey.
All right.
Shout out.
Yeah, man. I want to thank you, number one, for giving me the opportunity, to get my voice out and, get to talk my shit.
We appreciate it.
Because I've talked my shit to you a million times.
But everybody can experience.
Yeah, so it's just pretty good, man. I'm glad to be here. Thank you. I know, right? You mean that, but all right, but so yo, all right. The first issue I want to talk about in real life, this is something that's near and dear to me, and that's kind of why I wanted to start off with this issue, because every time I talk about this shit, apparently I make women mad, I make guys happy. I'm not trying to. But it's just an issue, and it's something that I've went through a lot with situations and girls and guys and all kind of shit and scene. I personally have named it this. It's my name. It's called the Cinderella Complex. You wanna know what that is? Anybody? No?
Pick me.
Okay, cool. I was wondering. All right, put your hands up. Okay, cool. Jay Willa, you got a question?
Yes, what exactly is this Cinderella complex of which you speak, sir?
I'm so glad you asked that. but the Cinderella complex is what I call basically, it's my show. It's the fucked up ass way that women think that men should treat women. Yes, I said it, ladies and gentlemen. This is my opinion. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a psychologist, but neither Steve Harvey and y'all all about his book. So I figure I can have my own opinion about the shit too. You know what I'm saying? The Cinderella complex is I give you the background. What happened is we all have children, and when we watch these Disney movies, and my favorite Disney movie growing up was Cinderella. Like, I used to love it. And so one day I was grown, And I went back and watched Cinderella, and I was like, "Yo, the Cinderella sucks. like not the movie, but the concept. Basically, I've said this before on Crush's show. Basically, Cinderella was your little thot ass little cousin that come and stay with you at your crib, and she cute because you know she's pretty or whatever, whatever. Just so happened, little thot cousin come over there, and then she go to the club, and then she pulls Barack Obama, and expects Barack Obama to chase her down and marry her for life and give him all his riches and fame and power and everything just because she's pretty and can clean a little bit. Now, in real life, like, that's a problem, I feel like. I feel like people's expectations are, like, retarded. It's like, since, okay, just because you're pretty and you can clean a little bit, it's like, why are you trying to pull Barack Obama? Like, what are you offering? Have you went to college? Have you done anything? What's the problem? So I was like, man, it's crazy because when you watch Sleeping Beauty, same shit. Some little, like, pretty chick is sleep. That's it. A nigga's climbing mountains, fucking slaying dragons, fucking fighting fairies, what's her name, Maleficent and shit, going through all of this stuff to get to chase down this woman who's sleep. That's so retarded. Any Disney
That's because
cartoon
at the
for
end
real,
of the day,
like,
they want to be swept off their foot. Their feet, sorry.
What? I mean, she sleeps. She ain't on her feet. Just want to point that out. No, but you see me sip when I say that. I feel you on the whole women want to be swept off their feet stuff, but I feel like I really feel like that's misleading women, and that's misleading what women think should be like the type of dude for her, you know? Like,
I mean,
I 100%
believe that it is misleading because you get this young woman who grows up thinking that a guy must jump through all these hoops, and if he doesn't jump through these hoops, then he's not either worthy or he's not good enough. Like, that's not how it should be done, because at the same time, what are you bringing to the table? You're not jumping through no hoops. You ain't slaying no dragons. So how can you expect, how can you ask for a dragon slayer if you yourself has never slayed a dragon? That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
and it's crazy because, what did you say? I mean, it ain't, I want it to be equal. You know, like, I wish it was equal, but it's never equal. Like, it's never that. Or at least the expectation. And that's why it was such an interesting topic to me, because, like, it's the expectation. Like,
my
women
thing
expect.
My thing is, how come, okay, so you grow up, you have a good upbringing, you go to school, you might not be the best student, but, you know, you end up making a decent salary. You're making $85,000 a year, you know? You're taking care of your responsibilities, and you're doing what you got to do as a man. Why is that not good enough?
Mm-hmm.
Why must you have to be the top of the totem pole to get the most basic of females? Well, not the most basic. Yeah, the most basic. Okay. But why must you be at such a great pedestal to get the most basic of females, when all a female has to do, like you said, is just be sleep?
All she got to do is be pretty and go to sleep, apparently.
That's all I want.
And they get everything.
And they get everything. Like, everything. You just pretty. And then the crazy part is, we don't ever even give props to, like, the parents who created such a beautiful specimen. If anything, you should be fucking their mama. I'm just saying.
No, you're
sorry.
Not. You dead ass.
I'm just saying, like, it's like, you could, why deal with the daughter? I want the woman who could create such beautiful things. Like, anyway, that's either here or there. So, but no,
show.
I agree with you. Yeah, no, but I agree with you though. Like for real. Like, that, what is that? Like, and guys' expectation for women, you know, I guess that was a question I wanted to ask, you know, I guess who was on there listening, but the show got all fucked up. But I wanted to ask people that, like that expectation, is it too high, too low? You know, I remember when we had your girl, Brick, on the phone, and she was saying, she was talking about, because basically, Jay, you was listening that day, and I was like, what if, like, the guy for you, the Superman in your life is just the nigga that work with you, or, you know, the plumber or the barber, the dude across the street that just shovels your snow? Like, I'm always curious why that's never, like, worth it. You got a dude come and shovel your snow every day.
Enough.
you know.
It's not glamorous.
And that's
they
why
they can't sit up and talk with their girlfriends and say, "Oh, girl, the guy who shoveled my snow, he is just everything." They can't do that. It's not illustrious enough.
That's so crazy, you know? To me, man. Like, and then you got all these dudes pretty much competing to try to be the most, you know, to slay the most dragons, like to get the
pretty
most,
much,
you know, the booty or whatever.
What
like, it's like retarded. It's so retarded to me, man. And that's all. So that's my Cinderella theory. I mean, you agree with me. What about you, Miss Producer Crush Lady? What's up? Am I talking fuckery or is this?
Yeah, fuckery.
Uh oh.
Damn.
Yeah. So 112% it's fuckery. What do you mean?
How?
She's not bringing nothing to the table. What? She's taking care of your heart, your house, your home.
What?
Like, that's who you're supposed to be looking for.
Wait a minute.
You just provided.
Okay,
the woman you're supposed to be marrying, looking for, your Michelle Obama, your princess, or whatever the case may be, is supposed to be the one that's supposed to take care of your house, your home, your castle. So just like she has to put you through hoops, you got to put her through hoops. But you're not worried about that. What you're worried about is the pussy. Then that's a whole other story.
What? Nah, wait a minute.
You got this one?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I do. Hold on. Let me sit. Okay, now. I don't agree with that at all. I really don't agree with that for many reasons. One reason, I already don't feel like the playing field is leveled. I think society puts us at a disadvantage that we have to do A, B, C, all the way to Z just to, you know, appease the opposite sex anyway. Now, you say that all we're concerned about is the pussy. That's what you say. Well, partially, okay, I would say you're correct, but not in all cases.
Oh, boy.
And that's where I kind of have to, like, draw the line, because there is a time that you may look good, but if you dumb as dirt, like, what are we going to talk about? Like, we still need to connect on a certain level. So it's like we still expect something of the opposite sex, but it's not nearly as much as what y'all expect. Y'all expecting the 6'5" light skin, dark skin mix with no kids and two cars and a mansion, and he must do all this. But meanwhile, all y'all have is half an associate's degree, and you may work at McDonald's. And that's it.
No, you're in a nursing program.
Yeah. You're in a nursing program, and you have so much potential, but you have yet to tap it.
Mm-hmm.
And
No, she said taking care of our hearts. Like, wait a minute.
Well,
that's different. I'm pretty sure my heart would be okay if I didn't, you know, have a chick. Pretty sure
my heart was
a body
fine
first.
Before I met y'all, technically.
Yeah, I think my heart was all right. And I don't want to seem like, you know, like, obviously, like, okay, it's coming off sounding one-sided, so I give that to you. So my bad. I'm not trying to make it one-sided. Because there is a responsibility that guys have to a woman, and, you know, same thing, when a woman has a responsibility to a guy. But I really just get bothered, and that's why I call it the Cinderella thing. You said earlier, you said you have to be, like, this Superman-type dude, like, and it really bothers me. That, like, if I'm walking down the street and I see a chick, and I'm like, you know, whatever. Hey, how you doing? What's your name? Number one, if my shoes ain't the most lavish shoes on the planet, if I'm not getting out of, like, a Benz, you know, if I ain't got on 137 chains or walking around with my fucking degree hanging off my neck, it's like, she gonna be like, ugh. And that's crazy to me. But, like, if I'm that, let's say I am that guy. Like, I'm that dude, I got chains on, I'm getting out of this car, I'm fly. That's a nigga that's like, hey, bitch, what's good? She's like, hey, why you call me that? Why you have me? What? And it's like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So you think because, like, that is your fight, like, okay, that's your fantasy? That's your Prince Charming? Like, a nigga hop out of a car with chains and all that. So it's like, oh, I'm gonna rob him. You know what I'm saying? I've literally seen dudes be like, hey, bitch, what's good? And then because he's saying that out of a Benz, she's like, what's good? But then I'm like, hey, how you doing? You're beautiful. She's like, you are not flying flashy. I'm like, wait, just to talk to your raggedy ass? I guess. I mean, sure. Whatever, you know? Like,
okay, so We're talking about preference. Because everything you said is physical. I mean, everybody's attracted to something, like, so.
So what one
I mean,
is
but
not attracted
in the beginning is 100% physical.
She's attracted to not you. That's some hood.
What woman is not attracted to money?
That is a great
question.
Wow,
that was a long silence. God damn. Really?
That was a great question.
Name a woman that's not attracted to money and I'll marry her. It's that kind of thing. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm asking you. Like, I'm trying to understand this complex because I'm asking you. Like, you're talking about, you know, expectations from a dude, but as far as a woman's concerned, all she's getting is these dudes that want the pussy. You're saying that's not true, but it is true. She's meeting only those type of guys, and you got to call her on the 716 who's just dying to get on the air. I'm just letting you know, just in case you're ready.
No, let them in, please. Cuss me out. I love it. Let's go.
Cuss me out.
I love this stuff. Like, I get off on this. Please.
Okay.
Let them in.
716. What's your name?
Let's go. 716.
Hey, girl.
What's up?
It's your girl DJ Mimi Cat on the mic. What's good, girl?
Oh, my God.
Hey,
man.
What's
happening?
What's up? I heard the whole conversation. Y'all, what the hell is you thinking, boy? Really?
I love it.
Really? First off,
so you don't think there's no truth in what I'm saying?
I'm not that type of chick. I'm serious. I carry my own. I always did. I've been emancipated since I was 14. I always carry my own.
The emancipation of... Is your name Mimi?
Yup.
It's really Mimi, for real?
Yep. Yeah.
It's really the emancipation of Mimi. Go ahead.
Yep.
I just really got it. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm for Mariah Carey. I didn't have to get on my knees and suck dicks for a contract.
I'm with it.
Anyway.
You should sue her. That's some money for you. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry, babe. Go ahead. I'm listening. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm listening to your conversation and about this complex. It should be in reverse.
Yes.
It seems to me that y'all men need that Prince Charming effect.
We need.
I know Cinderella.
Wait, we need it or we have it? I'm just want to.
You got it.
The Prince
you got it. Effect? It's right down the middle. You got it, boo. You got it. Because all that mess saying, a woman can't carry their own or bring anything to the table. I know I can. I think you're missing it.
We never said a woman couldn't bring anything to the table. What was said was.
Sure.
Since the beginning of time, since the beginning of our essence, has always been embedded in us that the man must provide, the man must do this, the man must do that. So we automatically are thrusted into a position that we have to do A, B, and C. And if we don't do A, B, and C, then we're just not adequate enough. But
I understand
that's not
that.
Necessarily
that's a stigma
true.
On your head. It's a stigma on your head.
And now,
I understand that.
Yeah, and I called it the Cinderella complex because I saw it in Cinderella and The Sleeping Beauty because those women literally did nothing, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing if you a bad chick, you go to school, you go to college, you work, you got kids, you handle your business. Y'all don't count. But Cinderella did nothing. The bitch got a free dress. She got a free dress. Went to a party she wasn't supposed to go to and pulled the highest nigga in the town. You got to understand. Yeah. Like, Sleeping Beauty, the bitch was asleep. She was sleeping.
Yeah, she was not a damn thing.
Ma, listen, you go to work.
All he got
let
was
me,
a dance
okay.
shoe.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, why are you telling your kids that? Like, that's retarded. You're going to tell your little girl, hey, just go to sleep. You'll pull a president.
Oh, hell no. I never
really?
Told my daughter that.
Like,
never.
That's where the theory comes from. It's like, that's what we're teaching these girls. That's what we're teaching little boys. Like, you gotta find a chick that's sleek and pretty, and then give her everything.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All,
and then
make
you,
sure she sleeps, son. Make sure she sleeps.
Make sure she sleeps.
First of all, I never sleep. Second of all, I'm always grinding. Third of all, I'm gonna be fine as hell. And answer to that question about education, honey, I carry two master's degrees.
Well, based off of the Cinderella effect. You single.
Well, damn, can I have one of those?
So is that
you got two.
According to the Cinderella effect, you are single.
So according to your
confidence. No, I'm a
widow. But all jokes aside,
okay,
though,
that's
all
a different topic.
Aside,
I'm sorry, I'm honestly just making jokes, baby.
Real quick. You have two master's degrees. I can't get one, like just one.
Go to school like I did. I work hard for mine. I'll be damn. I'm gonna give that up.
No, damn the school. I'm trying to go to the source.
unless you like math and science, sure, come on and get it. Because I study chemistry.
I mean, that many damn degrees, you could give some out. I'm just saying.
No,
I ain't giving out.
You
shit.
Have enough to
See,
go
this
around.
This is why this complex goes both ways. That right there is why both complex go both ways.
I mean, I went to college. I got my degree. I got my two too.
Both ways. I don't know if there's
my thing is my thing is
it really is happening.
Cinderella did nothing but she got a fairy godmother or whatever the thing was, and then she got a whole bunch of free clothes, and then she met a man. How come a guy can't meet a fairy godmother and get a whole bunch of free stuff and get a woman who take care of him? But if he did that, he would be looked down. He would look down upon. That's the thing. How come it can't work the other way?
Yeah, because you can't just have some free clothes. Your clothes got to be expensive. Because
of that thing y'all made up called double standards.
Thank you.
Well, how
and
we
it's also,
that?
And it's also known as this. If you find a woman out there that will willing to take care of you, learn how to shut up your mouth and things will go smoothly. Everybody do not have to be in your business.
No. See,
wait,
you see,
wait,
you see.
Wait,
see,
did a woman say a guy needs to shut up?
Wait, real quick. Dang, let me get it. You see, this is where we must jump the line.
Oh, my God.
Because if a man is taking care of a woman, then a man is taking care of a woman. If a woman is taking care of a man, trust and believe the whole world would know about it. Anytime y'all get into an argument, it will be brought back up. It's like, why is that
Agreed.
The resort of everything?
Agreed.
Like, why must
Agreed.
You feel that you
yeah.
must throw it in someone's face that you are doing
you know
A,
why?
B, and C
I
for
can,
them? If a
that.
Man
I
was to do it, it's
Please,
because it's supposed
that one. That's
to
a good
do
one.
It.
I like that one.
Not necessarily, sweetheart. Not necessarily, because a woman, that's a strong black woman, and she's willing to help her man while her man is down, that's a good woman. That's what I did.
But you
husband.
Just said that we must shut up.
You did say that.
You just said that.
You made me not even want to talk now. You kind of scared me a little bit, actually.
You said yeah. if we taking care of you, that
you
must you
was
shut
like,
up
a,
and take it.
Like, if a man would just shut up. It's like, whoa, lady.
Yeah,
that's
if y'all
scary.
Don't know how to shut up
why,
and don't tell your business,
why
everything
happens
is
that
forward.
Way. Because since the beginning of time, it's a woman's fault. Mm-hmm. Beginning of time. From Adam and Eve, it's a woman's fault. The reason why the world is the way
but
it
see,
is.
That conversation going to get deep.
Hold on.
That's going to get deep, though.
That's
going to get deep.
As a woman, that's what you hear. It's your
that's
fault.
Get deep,
you destroyed the family. You destroyed this. You destroyed that. It's a woman's fault. If she steps out of line and go for her master's and got two master's and got an education, got a car, you're wrong. You did that. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to be in the kitchen, barefoot and pregnant, and that's what y'all want. Y'all want to be power. Y'all
that's
want
what
that
y'all
power.
Want. Y'all want
a
simple
woman.
But I can answer that too.
Step, as soon as a woman takes a step forward or jumps up or have a little bit more than you, y'all shut her down.
But
you
I can
know,
answer that.
Her, oh,
that's
amen.
Not true.
Amen. Amen.
That's
amen.
Not true.
You
got to
do that.
Let me, okay, that's not true. That's not true at all.
It
it's not true.
True.
For real, for real. I mean, but you hit on like six different topics at once. I mean, number one, the basis of women feel like the basis of this world that we live in right now, where like women started all the problems, that's based off of the Christianity shit that they brought to the Africans. So I don't want to really get into that because that's a whole other conversation, because we was in Africa chilling and that was not what was happening. And in fact, we had African queens and African bosses that was females, and women was running shit in Africa just on some real shit. Like, women was already doing all that. Like, if we go back to where we come from, you know, the Judeo-Christian way of life that they brought us, and when they brought us Jesus, they brought us Jesus. We ain't had Jesus in Africa. We existed before that. Not saying you shouldn't be Christian. I'm just pointing out that the way the world was before that was way different. That was the patriarchal Judeo-Christianity, whatever you want to call it, rule, way of thinking that now all of a sudden the man is this and the woman is that and this is what it is and Jesus says this and Adam and Eve was that. That ain't been since the beginning of time. That's only the beginning of time if you go based off of Christianity and those faiths. That's one.
That's true.
Number two, men love women that are doing things. But it's kind of like my man said earlier, like, when women are doing things, y'all don't just take it for yourself and pat yourself on the back and keep it pushing. You get a degree and be like, well, nigga, you ain't shit because I got a degree. And it's like, wait, whoa, you decided to go and get a degree, and I'm proud of you for getting that. But it's like, but why do I? Why? Because I decided to work at this car dealership and sell cars, and that's just what I feel like I want to do. Because you want to go get two master's degrees, that don't make me a loser. That's just what you chose.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what's up. Guys like that. Like, we really do. But it's just that, like, and I'm a guy, like, I have degrees myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm a smart dude. I'm ratchet too. I ain't gonna front, but I'm a smart dude. I love women who are educated and have their shit together. But I promise you, women who are educated and have their shit together are always the ones that's talking shit about other guys. Okay. Like, it's like, you
answer
chose
this simple
question. You know, like,
Answer the simple question. Now, I'm a proud Canadian-American black woman. I was born in Canada.
Wait, what?
Okay?
What are you talking about?
I'm Canadian. Pardon me?
Go ahead. I'm...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And yes, I have two master's degrees. Yes, I run a DJ company production. And why in the world, I'm not
That's
a person.
We
got to
talk off
I'm
air
on
some other shit. Anyway. Your homebody?
I'm a homebody. Well, answer this simple question. Why in the world I can't find a good black man?
I'll tell you why you can't find a good black
silent.
Man. No, no, no. I wasn't silent. That was the lag. Fuck that. I got the answer. Number one, you're not going to believe me, but I'll tell you.
Okay.
You can find a good black man. You can find a good black man. It's just that good black man. Wait, hold on. That good black man, this is the same thing I told Brick. I want her to call because she be shitting on, you know, she, me and Brick got this thing. But I told Brick the same thing. You probably have 100 good black men around you. But that good black man may not have 2 degrees. He may not be a lawyer, a doctor. You know, he may not own businesses or be worth $1 million. Your good black man may just be a janitor or a plumber or construction worker. Or the nigga at UPS.
I accept that.
Bullshit.
I will.
Stop it.
But can't find you.
I don't believe that. That's some bullshit.
Not here in Buffalo, you can't.
Where you at? Well, are you in Buffalo, New York?
Yes, I am.
Well, everybody in Buffalo is a worker.
Yep.
Well, everybody in Buffalo cold.
I own my own house. I own my own business. Can't find a good black man. Plus, I work in a pharmacy. So... why do I can't find a good black man?
Well, you also live in Buffalo.
Because they all indoors.
we can't
talk about Buffalo because everybody in there cold. That's not fair.
Yeah,
let's
we got some
serious
cabin people.
Don't do
like,
cold,
I'm right downtown Buffalo.
Nah, but black people
downtown
don't do cold well. Go to Miami. Go to Miami.
Everybody keep telling me, go south.
You
got
about a good black man.
I don't want to go south.
You trying to find a good
That's
black
like,
man
oh,
in a cold
I'm,
town?
I'm in Northwest Alaska. I can't find no good black men. We know.
Number
look
one,
where you at.
Number one, there's only 6 black people in Alaska, but, you know, that's what it is.
Exactly.
So all I'm saying is you need to come to a warmer climate.
It's a good black man in Alaska because I've been there.
Yeah, you think they're good. That was a long pause. She lied. See? Lied.
It
liar.
Was.
No, I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Oh, I was... Go ahead. Oh, he said, he was just saying, oh, man, you've been to Alaska for real. And then you were silent. He was like, oh, she lying.
Oh, I didn't hear it. Yes, I've been to Alaska once.
All right. Dope. I had a friend that been, well, anyway. Yeah, man. It's good guys everywhere, man. But, you know, and this is... Well, I tell women this all the time. You just may, and it's not, women have this thing about, I'm not going to lower my standards. It's not really that. It's really just that certain people just do certain careers or, you know, have certain money choices or whatever. But because you guys have this high Cinderella-ass, Sleeping Beauty-ass complex, that typically is not good enough. And that's my point. And that's my like. You now have two master's degrees. So you are shit on a nigga who just went to high school and that's it. Like you done nothing. You know what I'm saying? He sees you and he talks to you the same way he hollered at chicks in high school. Hey, what's good, man? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? You look cute.
And that's so disrespectful.
And then you, how is that disrespectful? He said, what's good? How you doing? You're cute. What's disrespectful about that? What should he say?
What you said the first time
excuse
you said,
me,
hey,
madam.
Mom,
I would love to, like, what do you need a guy to say? Like, I don't understand. I don't get it. Should he say,
okay,
I'll bring you
out
to my party.
If the woman with two masters
turn around and say, hey, mom, what's good? I'm not your mother. It's, you know, presented properly.
But come on now,
you
have two master's degrees. You got to be smart enough to understand that mine's the slang, right? No, you really think he thinks you're his mother? Like, really? Really?
Yes.
Two master's degrees, and you think that this nigga don't know his mama? I'm just saying. Come on now.
It is
what
it is.
Folk.
I just don't like it.
Like, you got to understand if a guy says, hey, ma, he doesn't think you're his mom. He doesn't.
I hope.
You think he don't know his mama? That's what you think? So right now, if I'm like, what's good, ma? You think I think you my mama? Are you serious? And that's not no Cinderella
shit. You
know
what it is?
Yeah.
Honestly,
oh
honestly
God,
what it is.
Crazy.
At the end of the day, we now know that you have two master's degrees, and I've only known you for about 20 minutes. So imagine if I was in a relationship with you, right? Listen, hear me out. If I was in a relationship with you and we got into any kind of riff, it'd be like, oh, why'd you do the dishes? Well, I got two master's degrees. What you gonna do? It's like that's already be thrown around so quickly.
I would never
like,
throw that
maybe
in your face.
I mean, I'm not gonna say you're gonna throw it in your face, but it would be a topic of discussion.
No, it would never
definitely.
Come up.
It's already been a topic of discussion.
I fully believe it would. Exactly. I fully believe it would because I know
you,
women.
You don't know how many degrees I have, and you don't know how many degrees Jay Willer has, but we know how many you got.
Exactly.
Hey, it is what it is.
I'm just pointing out. I'm gonna sip my tea on that one.
But why it is what it is such a perfect answer. Like, why we can't give that answer? It is what it is. Like, that would never work for us.
I'm sorry, like, but I would never throw that up in anyone's face.
You've already done it to us tonight at least three times. But it's all right.
Hey.
So then you ask me why you can't get a man. Maybe put your degrees down, baby. Talk to a man with you.
Oh,
fuck your degrees.
Ain't
nobody attracted to your degrees. I can't fuck you. I cannot fuck and love your degrees.
That is
in
true.
In real life.
That
I'm not
true.
Like, yo, give me that degree. I want to fuck this shit out of this degree. I don't give a fuck. If I like you,
baby,
and I'm going to be around
look
you,
good
that's
on
it.
You.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, you really look good with a master's after your name. Like, what the fuck? Don't nobody care. Like, and that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, that's why I say Cinderella. It's like this, you have these, like, high-ass, I'm not saying don't go to school, but I'm just saying, like, don't let that define you. Like, understand that the guy who can be your next man could be the dude to come and fix your cable. But because he worked for the cable company, you're like, this nigga only worked for the cable company. He's like, yeah, but I love the shit out of you. You got to get that. Like, and I keep trying to tell this to women, black women, white. I tell this to all type of women. Stop with these fake-ass, fantasy-ass, like, you want Boris Kojo and Morris Chestnut combined to be a lawyer and a thug, have mad degrees, fix the car pipes, dick you down, never fuck nobody else, and give you all the money. It doesn't happen.
Are you serious?
Word. I'm dead serious.
Oh, hell no.
Because that's the problem. It's like, right now, okay, you want to find a good man? Go to the UPS right now.
It's closed.
Go to UPS. Overnight shipping. No, there's niggas working in the overnight office. Nope, there's niggas working in FedEx overnight. I promise you. Yeah, well, it's too cold. It's too cold in the factory. But what I'm saying is you go right now. Go to a factory where, and women don't think like this. Think about a factory. You have a guy working hard, probably because he didn't go to school. Just being honest, he probably could use his mind, but he didn't. Fuck it, he didn't go to college, so he uses his body and his brawn. But this man shows up every day on time, so that already shows you consistency. He works hard and sweats, which means that he probably got a decent body. I'm just saying, hey. And the one thing you can know about this dude is that his timing is on point, which means if he was fucking you, it's probably on point because he got to stack them boxes. His body is probably physical fit because he got to stack them boxes. This nigga showing on time every day, so you know he consistent.
It's a whole different matter.
Well, that's all I'm trying to say. So you want to know what a good man is, go to UPS. I'm joking. But all I'm saying, I guess my point is, though, in real life, like, I'm fucking with you, but not, but for real, like, these guys exist. They're just not rolling up in a Benz or even a fucking Honda. This nigga might be on a bus, but you wouldn't be looking for him because he's on the bus. So when women say
exactly.
There are no good guys,
that's the
I think
complex.
That's bullshit.
That's the complex.
That's the Cinderella
right
complex.
Because
and that's why y'all so in love.
Yeah. No, keep going. You was preaching. You was preaching just now.
I was going to say, and that's the complex. And I'm with you. That's the complex because right now you're in love with the celebrities. Like, women love the Trey Songz and the Ushers and the Boris Kojas and the Morris Chestnuts because to them that's the fantasy. That's the reason why Trey Songz fucks everybody. He's like, fuck it. If I'm the fantasy, mob stink breath ass, I'm the fantasy, fuck it. I'm fucking everybody. So what happens is women have these fantasies, and it's like you keep this shit until you grow up. You start off as a kid watching Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty, and then you have a fantasy of the basketball, the king of the basketball. I'm sorry, the captain, whatever the fuck, the captain of the football team, whatever the hell, and it's that guy. So now you're fantasizing about the captain of the football team, not understanding that he's fucking everybody because he's the captain of the football team. That's what happens. So, like, but you're like, oh my God, he's so beautiful. The fantasy. Then you grow up, you go to school, you go to college. So then your fantasy is that guy in your class that got all the degrees and passed all the class. That's the fantasy. Then you leave and you're like, man, I graduated. I did this. How come I came here to do it with a PhD? It's a fantasy, fantasy, fantasy. Now, in all that time, all the niggas that you friend zoned, probably all the best dudes for you. In that whole situation, you probably right now got a best friend that's a guy that's probably amazing for you. But he's just your friend. That's all it is. It's the friends. I'm just making it up. I don't know. But he probably cares for you, know you, know your kids, know your family, know your mama, knows everything about you. But that guy, I ain't attracted to him. Of course not. Because you're attracted to the Cinderella complex. Oh, damn it. So we're going to be passing the plate around. Everybody put in a donation. I'm pitching up in this motherfucker. God damn it. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not crazy. Niggas think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I know what I'm talking about.
I believe it. I hear where you're coming from, brother. Brother Damo.
Thank you, sir. I will see you in service
Bishop.
Next week.
Brother Bishop, Pastor Damo.
I know what I'm talking about.
I definitely hear you there, brethren. You know?
Know what I'm talking about. Goddamn Cinderella.
I just feel like there's such a big divide between men and women when it comes to this. It's like I feel like we'll never be able to see each other's side, honestly. And that's just where we're at.
That's the part that sucks, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm with you, but this shit only happens with, like, black people. Like, it's only us.
No, that's not true, bro. Honestly,
what's
biggest gold diggers happen to be white people. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. White people are known for gold digging.
Yes, Lord.
So I mean I can't put it just on the black race as a whole, because you know we kind of learn from the majority, and since we're always the minority, I know y'all know who I'm talking about. But yeah.
Okay. So apparently, yeah, I read the chat, suckers. Y'all be chatting on me on the low. I'm on my soapbox and motherfuckers is chatting. I see it. Okay.
Yeah, cause you cutting people off. That's what they saying. Stop cutting people off.
Hey, man, it's my show. I hang up on all y'all. I canceled the whole shit. Show's over. Okay, all right, so I get it, fine. All right, so apparently I haven't talked about the men. Okay.
Yeah,
I sure don't got
men.
No damn control. Yo, my producer talking shit about me on the low. I'm watching it happen. see no, she's funny over there.
She muted herself. She needs to unmute herself.
she gonna unmute herself. Like, who does that? Like, really? So mute me and talk shit about me like I can't see the comments.
Like, that's like Viacom right, cool. right so there. You can't say nothing. You are being censored.
Love it, man. I love it. All right, so apparently you want the men's side because there's obviously a man's side. And what's her name? Mimi, she's still there or she's done? She's still there?
I'm still here.
All right.
I'm still
so
here.
We talk about the men's side. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. Just for the sake of it, I will. I have been one-sided. My bad. Jasmine all like, women suck. Okay, my bad. Y'all don't suck. Obviously, we love y'all, man.
Without y'all, there'd be no us.
I mean, men have crazy ass expectations too, though, bro. Like, I gotta be real. Like, in real life, we do. I'm trying to like.
Okay, I gotta hear this.
I gotta hear this because
honestly, I promise you, a guy is so simple. A guy is so simple. Like, we're not complex thinkers.
But women don't understand. Are you for real commenting, but you won't say nothing? Really? Really? Y'all go ahead and comment like I'm not watching it.
Here I go.
I'm listening.
Now,
no, I'm joking.
Wait,
the last time I...
As a man, it's so simple to understand what a man is either thinking or gonna do or wants to do. Because as a man, we spell everything out. You know what everything is. With a female, it's just the total opposite of that. Wasn't it last time when Shorty said, we're simple, and because we're simple, we're complex? Like, seriously?
Yo, that was
you made
crazy.
A complex
that was crazy
thought of
you,
you made a complex thought of our simplicity.
Right. I mean, what happens is women don't understand the simplicity of guys.
It's so
guys
simple.
Guys really don't
you,
have that
if,
many
if
expectations.
You talk to a guy,
we literally have one expectation, and Jay, come on, man, you gotta. There's one thing that I know for a fact. Guys,
no,
and I always tell them.
Can I just answer the question for you?
Go ahead.
The only thing a guy wants is a woman to be a good mother to their child. If you can honestly do that, then that's what a guy really, really needs and wants, because at the end of the day, we're expected to do everything else. We already have it embedded in us that we must do everything else. So if you can just take care of that one aspect, it's like, that's it. That's what we need. Honestly, I'm wrong.
You know what?
Am I wrong?
I'll even go there. I don't think you're wrong. I just think we ain't telling the truth.
Tell the truth. What's the truth?
Here's the real truth. Here's the real truth. And I'm gonna say it now. I hope this shit is recorded, because if women get this, they'll get it. I shouldn't say it, but fuck it. I'll just give a man truth away. Fuck it. What happens is, guys love to be with one woman that's amazing. But what happens is...
You said one woman does what?
One woman. Like, we guys are really cool with one woman. But what happens is, we just kind of really just want to, like, fuck other chicks on the side, no? Like, every once in a while? If it was possible. See? That's why you laugh. That's why I say I just hit the truth. Because I already know.
Uh-huh.
But what really happens in real life is, we cannot articulate that in a way to where women understand that and agree, because they would never agree with that.
Because that would never, but something like that would never be understood or agreed upon.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. That's the real truth, and like you said, it's really simple, but it's too simple.
Mm-mm-mm.
To the point where it's overcomplicated.
Honestly, simplicity. cannot even be looked at as simplicity because everything is overanalyzed and turned complex from the simplicity.
So it is what it is.
How are we telling stories?
Come on, man. Stop texting it to us, Crush. Come on, man. Talk to me. I'll shut up. Talk to me, man. I can't do it. Talk to me. I can't do it. I'm trying to, like, answer the shit that I'm seeing pop up on the screen. I feel retarded. Please, say something.
I'm going to say this.
Thank you. Come on, now. Please.
Listening to the conversation on mute, y'all contradicted yourself so many times.
Did we?
Yes.
Thank you.
So many times in this whole conversation with this whole complex. I really think you just wanted to just, like, there's no, I don't get it. I'm trying to understand it. I don't get it. I said this earlier. You said,
so please tell us.
I went off the tangent. I brought up all these different subjects. And, no, that's not it. That's not it. But yet you come back around and say, yeah, this is all that it is. We're just so simple. Y'all are not simple.
But guys, I'm simple.
I just want a person, but how are we not simple, that's intelligent, though? And I can have a conversation with it because it's not just about the pussy. That's what he just said. Then you turn around and say, we want an amazing woman, but we want to have pussy on the side. Like, so which one is it? He's saying,
But wait, you just...
Hold on, let me finish. Mimi
Kat. Go ahead, I'm good.
She said... She has 2 master's degrees. She's a grinder. She holds down her household, and she takes care. She got ambition. She explained everything that she is as a woman, but yet y'all faulted her for doing that because she told you what it is that makes her woman, what she's bringing to the table, which y'all originally said in the beginning. That's what y'all, what are you bringing
to the
table? She told you, just like every woman does. What are you bringing to the table? I'm telling you what I'm bringing to the table. What are you going to do for me? Didn't this guy come back with the... I just want a woman that can take care of my kids. I said that. You said, no, it's not about that. It's not. Y'all shut me down for that.
I never
That's
said that.
On my phone. So y'all have so many loopholes.
It's not. No, wait. Hold on.
I never said that.
I'm not cutting you off now. But I'm just saying, you're talking to 2 different people with 2 different opinions. That's all I'm saying. Like, Jay is not, he agreed with my Cinderella shit, but, I mean, he's his own man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're 2 different people. You're combining that. You're saying, well, you said this and you said this, so that's bullshit. It's like, wait, no. I said one thing.
If it doesn't apply, let it fly. Like, really?
Well, no, but what I'm saying is what you just said, you combine both of what we just said into something that don't make sense.
But no, it does make sense. It makes a lot of sense because y'all tag teaming on this Cinderella complex, so I'm addressing both of y'all at the same damn time.
Sure, but we also gave you 2 different perspectives. Even right now, he said he just want a woman to take their kids and shit. I don't feel like that. Mm-hmm. I don't. You know, like, I'm just saying, like, that's, you know.
Well,
like,
I mean,
real,
okay. Well, first off, life has pushed each man into their own. Well, not each man, but each person into their own path. So,
sure,
the one clear cut answer you'll never be able to find because everyone has already been through their own stuff that's already defined what they're talking about now. Is what I'm trying to say. So Dane has been in an area in his life that he's never had to deal with something that Jay Willa has had to. So when I answer speaking from myself, that's just my answer.
Is somebody
personally
paying Candy Crush? Somebody paying Candy Crush? What the fuck is that?
I'm playing it listening to y'all.
Okay. Go ahead.
How are you playing Candy Crush listening?
Yep.
Because you got 2 masters,
oh,
right? You can do that.
Okay, you can let
the disrespect.
Go, come on,
really? Oh, the disrespect. Oh, the disrespect. It's all right.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah, fuck what y'all talking about.
I'm asking this. Let's move this conversation along. You were talking about the men's Cinderella complex. The man.
Where?
The man. So
yo,
the
for
man?
Real, though, like, but I can't hear you because, like, somebody's winning, apparently. Somebody's getting mad points right now. Like, I'm just, like, I want to high five whoever's getting all them points right now. Like, you are winning. Like whoever that is, like, you deserve a high five right now, please. Like let me know your score. Cause this is this is the best game ever right now. Like, for real. Like, I'm really excited for whoever's playing Candy Crush right now. This is great. You are, like, the top scorer. All your Facebook friends is happy. Like, you are the shit right now.
It is.
I just want to, you know, make sure you post that and be like, yo, I got the most points ever available.
Get to the topic.
That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to get to it, but somebody's ring. Like, what the fuck? You can't turn your phone down? I'm just saying. Anyway, go ahead. God damn, I can't even hear you. Ring. Like, really? It don't bother me. I just can't hear. Like, it's all right. Like, I mean, we could all turn on songs and shit this loud. Like, I don't know, but is that you playing Candy Crush? Is that you, for real?
Yeah.
You trying to compete with your baby daddy?
Your baby daddy.
Excuse me?
I don't know if you even got kids. That's clearly a joke. You just got mad.
I have 3 children, if you want to know.
Oh, damn. See, I just guessed. I don't know. But I'm just saying, like, somebody apparently was trying to go for the gold. Like, somebody right then was, like, going in. That's all I'm saying.
But since you want to know, I have 3 grown children.
You have 3 kids?
3 grown.
Yep, and they're all grown and out my house.
How grown? Like, grown? I'm just curious. Not because I want to know
my
your
oldest,
age. I just,
my
in general, like, how grown?
My oldest daughter, she be 32 next month.
Damn! That's my age. I'm
exactly.
Wow.
Oh, and my son just turned 28 last month, and my youngest daughter be 25 in July.
Did you show them all Disney movies when they was kids?
No, I didn't.
Good. That's good.
I'm believing fairy tales. If you want to work, if you work
I mean,
hard,
you think I watched The Lion King. The Lion King was amazing. Come on, man. It's African movies.
No, The Lion King was terrible.
What?
That's
the Lion
right
King
there.
Is the reason why we got no fathers now in this society. Oh, that's another story. I don't even want to get into that. The Lion King is traumatizing.
Then we got the Lion King effect.
The Lion King is traumatizing.
Damn.
He is going to grow up with no pops because his pops got killed by
damn
his uncle.
Mufasa.
Really?
Damn.
His pops got killed by his uncle. That's a good story.
That is a very hood story.
And
you know what? I actually
story.
Heard somebody say that though. On some real shit. I heard somebody had you type shit and it was like a blog about how the one story that's in Africa and you know, Jason Weaver sung the songs and like Whoopi Goldberg and like it's like mad black people in it and that's the one character that grew up without a daddy. I was like
exactly.
Really?
Oh
I'm
my
just
God.
And his dad was killed by his uncle.
Yeah, and the uncle was trying to push up on his mama. I just, you know,
that's one of the hoodest stories I've ever heard of in my life. We not changing the subject. It's just a segue.
And so much to say about women. Now we asking y'all your opinions on men, and it's like y'all not giving us nothing here. Y'all talking.
But what?
About
okay, wait. Okay. So you said So what are we talking about now? We're talking about the Cinderella complex in men.
Y'all don't know the conversation no more.
I'm trying to stay on topic, but I just, you know.
Because you brought it back to
the
Lion King.
It's a woman thing. It's a woman thing.
Woman's thing. Right.
There's no such thing as a male Cinderella.
So therefore,
but women only raise men because Scar killed everybody's daddy.
Right.
What the fuck? What the hell is going on?
Amy, I can't. I'm done. I can't.
Come on. Really? Y'all really got mad at that? Come on. That's clearly. Come on.
You can't say nothing.
That was a joke. That was a joke. Really?
Yeah.
You know, a tiger that talks. A lion that talks. Oh, my God. Y'all so sensitive. Okay.
We sensitive.
Well, you could blame Eve and Adam, and you know, go ahead, Jay. I'm being an asshole on purpose, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm really being an asshole on purpose.
I mean,
please.
It was
I'm really
Eve
an asshole.
Apple,
I'm a nice guy.
We're not gonna talk about that.
You know, I mean, you know, if we are Christians, you know. But anyway,
that.
Go ahead.
Said it was both sides of the, you know, doing this. You said there's the princess and the prince. complex. And
I mean, okay, and I'll be okay. Wait. Well, fine. Okay. You're right. Because you've been waiting for it for a while. Apparently, we had a couple people get off the chat because they thought I'm talking all kind of mad shit. You see, I put the censor on my picture. I know what I'm saying. I be talking shit. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. Okay, but what happens is, men do have expectations of women, but I don't know. Maybe here's my real opinion on that, and I'll just give y'all like a real truth. I don't feel like it's on the same plateau. Like, men don't expect that much from women. And this is my real life answer. And I'm not gonna say this. No, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Men don't expect a lot from women, but what happens is you think that we do, and you feel like we do. And it's like if we were to tell you in real life what we expect from you, it would be so simple that you would make it complex, and then we would argue about the complexity that you
They
add
wouldn't
to
believe it.
In real life.
They wouldn't believe
it. They
the
wouldn't
simplicity.
Believe how simple it is. Like, and that's what he brought up about maybe 5 minutes ago. We was talking to, it was literally me and Jay, and we was talking to this girl, and she was like, men are so simple that I don't believe it, so it's complex. And I was like, but why would you add complexity to the simplicity? Like, I'm telling you, it's like,
exactly.
If you ask me what it is and I tell you, and then you decide to not believe it and say that's bullshit, it's got to be more. Well, you just changed everything that I'm about. If you say, Dame,
exactly.
Why do you like Chipotle? I'm like, because fuck, I think Chipotle is awesome. You're like, no, it's got to be more. It's like, no, motherfucker, it's not. I just fucking like Chipotle. That's it. And what happens with women is that's really how it happens.
You want to know why? Feelings. Well, females have more emotions, and they tap deeper into that kind of things than we do. We would see something for what it is, and like, well, you know what? I like that because I like it. They would dig deep into, oh, I like it because it makes me feel such a way. And then with that feeling, I can do such and such. And that's the divide right there. Like, we'll never understand that because we don't dig that deep into certain things. Like, you like Chipotle because you like Chipotle. It's just great.
That's
they like
it.
Chipotle
like,
because
nothing
the way
you can
they
tell
they
me.
Feel. They feel good, and every time they see Chipotle, they reminisce on that one feeling they had the first time. Like, they dig deeper. We're not like that. And that's why we're at, because we can't understand why you feel such a way about something and we just like it because we like it. That's where we're at right now.
That's it. And if you ask most dudes a real question, like, why do you do this? They'll tell you, but you won't believe them.
So,
why do you go to that spot?
That
it's
is true.
Cute. All right.
Okay, so
why do you eat that? Because it's good. Why do you wear that? I like it. It ain't
here
no other, like I said. All right,
there
go.
There go the relevance to your Cinderella complex. That's it. We finally made it to a complete circle. There it goes. Now we know why the lady could just lay there and sleep and pull Prince Charming, or the girl can go to Rainbows and get a pretty dress and go to a party she wasn't invited to and get her President Obama. Because
yo, if I was there, I would high five you. But on
the
real, touche.
Like, that's not our fault. That's your fault.
Touche. I give it to you. Cause I see what you're saying. Damn, she's got me. That's what's up. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I give it to you. Mm-hmm. I give it to you. That sucks, but it's real.
That's why people like me and myself, that's why we're single. We can't find a good man because we're too complicated. And men don't
yes
like
to what you just
men
said.
Men don't like complications.
Yes.
So
wait.
Woman
I will say
that's laying there doing nothing, whatever. So y'all go to her. She gets
wait. There's a difference between
it's
simple.
Not about our expectations or our standards.
Wait. You just changed it. You be changing the shit real slick.
Right?
You know that. Like
there's
you make
a difference
point
between
and then
simple
you just
and stupid.
It all goes hand in hand. Y'all said it out of y'all own mouth.
No. You good at that. You're really good at that.
There's a difference between simple and stupid.
Hold on.
I'm going to say it again.
Nah,
there's
what
difference
happens
between simple and stupid.
Mm-hmm. Is there really?
Say it again.
I'm going to say it one more
is
again.
Is there really?
There is a difference between simple and stupid. Just because we
is
like
really?
1 plus 1 equals 2 does not mean, like, now all of a sudden 1 plus 1x equals the variance of y equals b equals this equals that. No, we don't need all of that. That doesn't mean we're dumb. It just means that we just like simple things.
And that's a simple person. That's a simple.
When you're asleep,
That's as simple as it can get.
When you're asleep, that doesn't mean you're simple. That means you're unresponsive.
I'm talking to you. I don't want to fuck with you. I'm sorry, but she just flipped this shit on some smart shit.
She did. She tried to twist it.
She just got real smart. Wait, for real. Like, I gotta give her props. You just got real smart on it for a second. And then I'm kind of like, okay. All right, I'm fucking with it. No, she did. She got smart. Because if a bitch could just lay down and you go slay some dragons for the bitch, like, who's winning?
Damn.
Nah, she said, like, for real, Jay. She said some shit. I got to give it to her, for real. That makes sense.
Wow, but she got to be a whole bitch.
But the only thing I'll say to combat that is every woman is laying down.
Mimi, get your ass up.
Right, exactly.
I'm just sitting there listening to this bullshit.
Get your ass up.
Girl, this is entertainment like a motherfucker, girl. This is
funny. What are you doing laying there for, Mimi? Get up.
Girl,
I'll give you that, because you're right. Because what she is saying is, yeah, if it's a Cinderella complex, but then the prince was literally walking through the town trying to find the prince, this little thot-ass cousin. So, yeah, okay, I'll give it to you. High five.
Jay,
okay, I fuck
Jay,
with it.
Jay, do not
they
be
mad.
Like that.
Like, he's mad.
That's
hey,
it,
come
I'm
on,
done.
Man. Hey,
I'm done.
God, I wish Brick was on air right now.
My dude, she made a point. We're right, but she made a point.
You just put the whole conversation, everything you said now just folded. Like, I agree. Everything just folds in perspective now. It's like an epiphany. Boom.
Huh.
That's what it is. It's not us.
This is
y'all.
Terrible.
Oh my God.
This is terrible.
Oh my goodness.
But she kind of right. And I got to be honest, my dude. Like, we both, before having girlfriends or whatever the hell, there have been times we done some dumb shit to get some pussy or meet a chick. Or, like, that's real. That's real.
I guess that's where we differ. Because I've never done out the
So it's one of those things where it's like, damn it, fuck y'all. Y'all trying to defragment my theory. I'm not going with y'all, man. Y'all whack.
You did it yourself. Telling us how we was this and that, and women did this and women did that, and y'all got these weird expectations, and y'all want niggas 6'5", and blah, 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 blah. And we never got to the fact that y'all like the Kim Kardashians.
Thank you.
Well, I don't want to go there because everybody don't like Kim Kardashian.
Well,
that's whack.
I see
your point. Because
we didn't get into all that.
I don't like
him. We asked y'all from the man point of view, and y'all told us it's just simple. That's it. Simplicity.
Damn.
So it's not
you about
y'all.
To make me. You damn near about to make me go and rework my theory. Because
now.
<I'm>, well, no, because I do believe the theory makes sense. Honestly, I do feel like women have
an
unrealistic
it does
expectation.
The fact that it embeds these false expectations to these women.
That's it.
That's
sure.
what it does. It gives us
but
this
the thing
false
is,
hope that it can. You can have a be a Cinderella, and you can, you know, go through all this drama and have dreams.
You done,
Jay? Can come to you, and it don't have to be in the form of a fairy godmother. It can be in the form of your great grandmother. It can be a form of a teacher that tells you, you know what, you can be pretty, you can go to the ball, you can find you a prince charming, you can have it all. That's how we get complex because of the Cinderella movie. You know what I mean? You looking at it.
Right.
Just
no, no,
like
I feel
prince
all of
charming,
that. I feel all of that.
But it's more to it than just the prince charming because it's like. Like I said in the beginning of my conversation, you know, as a woman, we have so much stuff given to us. Like, you did this. You're not pretty enough. Your eyes, you're too big. You're too small. You're too this. You're too that. That's all we hear on TV. That's all we see. You know, this is what pretty look like. This is what beautiful look like. You're a bitch. You're a hoe. You're this. You're that. As soon as you try to take two steps forward as being a woman, you get pushed down like, no, you're not supposed to do that. No, you're not supposed to do this. no, you can't vote. No, you can't do this. Like, it really does fall. But I get what you're saying. That's what I wanted to say in the beginning.
No, but I get it. And I do agree with that because I think that's fucked up. But at the same time, I just wish you, like, if there was a way. I guess what I'm, look, if we, because, I mean, it's getting down, what, to the last little 25 minutes or whatever. Yeah. If I can get it down to the point where I can make it real, like for real, not a theory, not no real shit. Now we're real. So anybody who's tuned in and been listening the whole time, they get the full shit. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to the end, all I'm simply trying to say is that it should be one of those things where you literally look at every situation the way it is. There shouldn't be a concept or a thought. Like, there shouldn't be, like, an expectation, because every person is different. And I guess that's my problem.
Yeah.
So if you so if I take it back to what you asked from me, you wanted me to talk about the guy's version of it. When I really for real go into the guy's version, it's really that we all should just eliminate expectation and should for real just take people for people. That's what we fucking up.
We can't do that.
You said we can't do it. That's what we fucking up.
We can't. It's not that we're.
That's
fucking
what
up.
We
it's
fucking up.
Like, it's not possible.
No. It's a fuck up, because there are people who accept people for people. They're called drunk white girls. Yes, I said it. No. Yes, I did.
No,
I'm saying is, the point I'm trying to make is there are people who accept people for people. Once again, they're called drunk white girls. But I'm just saying, I'm not, it's an example. But in real life, like, I'll give you one example. And this example is to everybody. And Jay knows this because this is real, because I talked to her. It's my man. I have a friend who lives in the UK. The UK. Not in America. She's a black chick, I guess from Africa, whatever the fuck. She lives in London. I talked to her. Mind you, she has not gone through anything that we as black people in America has went through. She don't know civil rights. She give a fuck about Martin Luther King, fuck a Malcolm X, fuck a voting and civil rights. She don't care. She's not in this country. So when I talk to this girl, the only difference that I know from meeting this one chick is that she was like, oh, well, when I talk to you, I take in what you say, and that's what I believe. Because I don't have niggas ain't shit, niggas on the block, niggas got kids, niggas gonna lie to me, niggas gonna cheat. She was like, I don't know that, because I'm not from your country. I don't have this stereotype. There's nothing there. She's like, what's your name? What do you do? You're funny. I laugh. It was like, that was it. And honestly, I was attracted to that only because, like, I'm like, wait, but I only work here. She's like, well, I don't even know what that is, so I don't care. I was like, yo, that's crazy. She has no complex, no Cinderella complex. She doesn't know that, oh, I should be a nigga with mad degrees and I should have gold chains and a watch and have a house and buy some men. She don't know. She don't care. I was just like, hello, my name is Damien. And that was it. And I was like, man, if I could just meet a person who looks at me as a person and not judge me on my status or my money or my, you know, or my intelligence or my sex or my whatever. It's just like, just be open enough. And that's the problem that we have in America as black people.
Okay, can I just say something?
That is so good.
I'm done.
That is so, that was such a good point.
The one thing that you said about this young lady is that she lacks experience.
No,
at the end of the day,
she doesn't like. I just want to clarify. Go ahead. You got it, Chris.
Never mind. This is your show. I'm shut up.
No, you got it. Well, she doesn't like life experience. She just lacks American niggas ain't shit experience. That's my point. She has experience. She's a grown ass woman. She works. Like my girl with two master's degrees, she got about a half a master's degree and a bachelor's boot, you know. So she's been to college. She's smart. She works. She has a job. Is decent. She don't lack experience, but the only thing she lacks is niggas ain't shit experience because she's not in America. So she don't know that niggas ain't shit. That's not a that's not a thought because she don't know. To her, I'm American. I'm not black. I'm not a nigga. I'm black. I'm sorry. I'm American. I'm not a nigga that ain't doing shit because niggas ain't shit. I ain't on none of that. I'm simply an American. And I was like, wow. Just simply talking to another person completely changed my life. Obviously, I mean, we ain't married and that shit. You know, fuck her. But the point I'm trying to make is like, you know, just meeting another person with a different experience completely changed my life. And I was like, wow, I didn't realize that if you move outside of America and USA and the things that we know about each other, the same way with Mimi, I'm trying to, is she yeah. still on?
I'm Mimi,
how you doing? But yeah. It's the same way you said, I can't find a good black man, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm saying is, I met a girl from another country who's just like, you're an American. What's your name? What do you do? That's cool. You're cute. That's it. And I was baffled. I was baffled because that's all it took. Whereas I'm from Chicago, but I live in Brooklyn. And in Brooklyn, it's not, hey, what's your name? What do you do? You're good. It's how much money do you make? How good is your dick game? How many bitches you fucking? How many niggas? You know, it's like, yo, it's so much other shit. Just on top of, hey, how you doing? It's like, why is all of that there? Because Mimi, I would literally walk up to you and be like, hey, how you doing? But you're like, how you doing?
Don't do that.
You know, and it's like, why? Well, okay, I'm sorry. I did. I don't know that you're like that. You're right. So my bad. But the point I'm trying to make is that that's the expectation of a guy. Like, a guy needs to walk up to a woman and be like, how you doing? I got a perfect 800 credit score. My dick is the biggest ever. I'm the cutest nigga on the planet. I got the most money ever. I have no kids, but I'm planning on it, and I'm planning to marry the first woman I meet and fall in love with, and that's you. That's it. I'm strong. I'm smart. I'm sexy. I'm good. I got a college degree. I can sing to you, baby, and I will cook anything that you want. Let me suck on your toes.
Well, damn.
See? Y'all just got turned on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
damn it,
yeah.
Jay.
Nice.
Damn it, Jay. Do you see what I'm saying? They just got turned on. They was like, I'm saying that's what I need, girl. Really?
But that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord. Save me.
This is a good conversation. It really was. It was rich and entertaining.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
So, that's all I'm saying, man. Mm-hmm. That expectation is really high, man. It's really high. And my girl got degrees,
I mean,
so your expectation is higher than most chicks.
Honestly, but that's mostly because of media. That's how I feel. It's set that you've achieved this, so you must get this. And if you don't get that, then you failed. So everything is all due to media. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So all I want to ask, just to, like, bring it home, is whether you agree with it or not, you can completely disagree. But does my Cinderella complex make sense? Does it
no.
make sense? You say no?
No.
What about you, Crush?
I said no.
She gonna talk shit on the chat, but you say no too? The person?
Sorry, that question.
Yes or no?
All right, answer your question.
Oh, okay. Cool. And it's all right. And it's all right. And I'm okay. I am completely okay with it. So, once again, thank you for tuning in to the Demo Show. Featuring Mr. Jay Willer, Ms. Crush, and everybody, you know, and like, I wanted to get it out because I promise you, it's been something in my soul that I just wanted to get out. And Jay already knows, but like when I say these things, you can boo me. It's all right. I take the boos. I already told you. But when I get these things out, people don't like it. People don't understand. They think I'm crazy. They think it's weird. And it's like, I'm really telling you the truth. But what happens is that people don't really want to hear the truth or understand the truth. So they think I'm crazy. So it's all right. Go ahead.
Because of your simple outlook on women or life, do you think that affected your Cinderella complex?
My simple outlook on life doesn't affect the Cinderella complex. No. Not at all.
You think that's all we took from Cinderella? Was the fact that you can go get your fairy godmother and get Prince Charming? Is that really, Mr., you know, you got 12 bachelor's degrees, I'm just saying. That's really what you think women, all women took from Cinderella or any of these fairy tales?
No, what I'm saying is that women are looking for their Prince Charming and you're sleeping on everything else that is reality. And so when the woman is like, why can't I find a good black man? It's because you're not really looking for a good black man, because there's a good black man all around you. It's just that you're searching for Prince Charming, not a good black man.
Amen.
That's the basis of the Cinderella complex.
That's the bare essence of the Cinderella complex.
No. A good black man exists, but Prince Charming is a cartoon.
And so it's Cinderella.
You can't compete with something that's made up.
The same feelings are there, right? Because we do live in our feelings. So the same feelings we have for Prince Charming, we would get the same feelings from this good black man, wouldn't we?
Nah, but y'all don't really understand what a good black man is. Because
listen,
there's no cartoon that shows a good black man.
You watch Cinderella and you get this feeling of a man that's going to come and do whatever it takes and jump through all these hoops and do all these obstacles. But in real life is not like that. So when you get a man that is being a man and doing what a man should do and being an upfront and honest man, you don't respect it, because that man is not killing dragons.
That man would provide, take care of his family. Like, he would go through those hoops. He would make the sacrifice for his family, for his wife, for his queen.
There's a difference.
I don't think that's a false feeling to have as a woman, to expect that the man that I love or the man that's my partner to make sacrifices for me, because if I the food shoes on the other foot, he would expect me to make sacrifices for him.
There's a difference between a man and Superman, honestly.
He can't, you know, jump over buildings. We get that. But, like I said, we're going through, realistically speaking, you should want a guy that's going to, you know, go ahead and sacrifice for you as you would for him.
My thing is,
and there are women
out
there,
a guy,
too many of them, that do it for these no good men that are no good at all. But they got that woman. They got that woman that'll sit up there and ride with them no matter what. Oh, I just got this girl pregnant, but we've been together for 12 years. All right, I'm going to raise it as my own. Oh, I got to do 10 years. Don't worry, I got you. I'm going to hold you down for them 10 years. So why can't we expect that from a man for us? Oh, I got locked up. Oh, you're going, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to separate.
My thing is, you can expect that. But what happens is you expect that and more.
Why not?
And that don't be good enough.
Why not have that consistency? Why is that not good enough? Why should
But that's
I,
what I'm yeah. trying to ask you.
Just like you expect that.
But
from
that's my point.
I want more from you. Why can't I have more from you? Why can't I expect more?
What I'm saying is, it's not about having more. It's about having what you need. And if there's a guy filling your need, why do you need more? What's wrong with you? That's selfish.
Because that's what we do. That's the part of being human.
Nah, man. Well, nah.
That's part of living
welcome
life.
That's welcome to the life. Cinderella
it's
complex.
Not an associate's degree, but you went on and got your bachelor's degree. She could have stopped at a bachelor's degree. She, her master's degree, no, she went off to get the next one. That's part
you,
of living life, experience.
You just
moving
explained.
On. No, I don't
you just explained the Cinderella complex. That's
why,
what I'm trying to say.
Not the Cinderella
you
complex.
Have a guy. You just
that?
Simply
that's
said.
That?
You just said. You just said that there's a certain that's amount it. Of things that you want, right? And so if a guy's giving you everything you want, you're like, yeah, but I want more. It's like, wait.
As a human, no. Don't try to twist that, because as a human, I said that. As humans, I said that. It ain't just me. I said as humans, both you, both I, because you said the same thing earlier. You have an amazing woman, but yet you want more pussy on the side. That's wanting more, right? That's being greedy, right? So,
but the reason why that's not...
ways?
No, because you're asking me, you just tried to flip it on me. How you said
it?
No.
It
that's
you.
What I'm saying. You just tried to flip
it
on me. That was cute,
that.
But
you
I ain't
just
going.
Said that. You just said that. Can we rewind the tape, please? You just said that. Then you said no because you're being greedy. That's a Cinderella complex. So
no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you just tried, okay, you tried to trick me. You're not been tricking me. Fuck that. I refuse to be tricked.
I
refuse to be
tricked.
You just tried to trick me. Like, I ain't going. I'm not going.
You just tried. I'm just trying to understand.
She just tried to trick me. Like, she.
I hear it. She's just spinning words.
Did you hear it? Like, you tried to trick me. Because that's two issues.
I don't want to end this conversation empty like this. And I know there's other people that have been listening. And we have Jay Willow. Willow.
Yep.
What's your name? Jay Will.
Did she say Willow?
I'm sorry.
That's a movie from the 80s. Anyway.
And I just don't want it to leave like this, because y'all went in and y'all still going in. And you just went in about the girl from the UK and you cut me off again. But we're not going to go back there. You know, I just want to understand.
It's like the last 5 minutes. I let you go. Really?
I just want to understand the whole thing. You only. No, you should let me in.
What I'm trying to. Oh, it's really, really easy. It's really, really easy. It's really,
so
really easy. All right. We got what, 9 minutes, whatever.
Yep.
So cool.
That's all right. We can
it's really
time.
Easy. I call it the Cinderella complex because I believe that's where it spans from. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, there is an unrealistic expectation that women have of men. Now, you're gonna flip that and say men have an unrealistic expectation of women, but that's not true. We and I get
here we go,
and this is why
you
real basic shit.
Right,
this is why it's hard for you to get it, because I'm trying to explain it to you, but you don't hear it. It's like I say it in English, but you don't hear it in English. Like I can text it to you, you don't
I
get
hear it.
It.
I hear what you're saying.
So what I'm saying is, women have an unrealistic expectation of men. I'll take it back. You're saying that men have an unrealistic expectation of women, and I don't agree with that.
Okay.
Men have a realistic expectation of women.
All right.
Men understand that this is what it takes to get a woman, keep a woman, this is all it is. I'm cool. And if she could accept this from me, then we're good. That's it. But women are like, no, you need to be more than you are.
And we should expect that from black men. Like, that's the key thing I'm trying to say. If you're a black man out here, we supposed to expect more from you because you would.
So what? But do you
man.
Do you
like,
understand? But do, okay. But see, I just like it's so crazy because like I just answered your question. But it's like
you didn't answer my question. You just said you didn't agree with what I said. You didn't answer my question. You just said
I did.
Y'all don't
because
have
what I'm saying is. What I just okay cool I'll be an asshole and repeat it. It's all right, you guys. I'm really a nice guy. I promise. I'll take everybody out to lunch tomorrow if we was going to lunch. I promise you, I'm a nice guy.
I'm in Brooklyn,
men.
I want lunch.
Okay, well fuck it. Let's go get some chicken wings. What's good? I'm saying all right, real quick, because we only got a little bit of time. What I'm saying is, women have an unrealistic expectation of men. That's the Cinderella complex.
All right.
Period.
All right.
Women have an unrealistic expectation of men. Now,
that's
you
fact.
Told me to give you the man's perspective. The man's perspective is men do not have an unrealistic expectation of women.
Right.
men just simply have an expectation that you do not agree with.
Okay.
And that changes it.
Okay.
It's not unrealistic. It's just you don't agree with it.
Okay.
But women want us to, for real, slay dragons, shoot niggas if motherfuckers come through shooting. I got to be a thug for you. It's like, I'm scared just like you. Why, what's the problem? Niggas is shooting. Duck, bitch. Duck. Like, I'm with you. Let's duck. But they like, but,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? But women is like, you better go out there and shoot this nigga. It's like, wait, whoa, no. What, really? What, today?
You know what?
Like, I ain't gotta,
you know what?
I don't even shoot people.
You're a whole different caliber of woman. You really are.
But I'm giving that as an example.
Women, it's a whole different caliber of woman y'all talking about.
But that's, I'm giving whole examples. I'm giving examples so that you understand the point.
I understand the point.
That's all I'm trying to say, baby girl. That's it. Like, fuck the point. Obviously, ain't nobody shooting right now. My point is that you get the point. That's why I say it's a Cinderella complex. Mm-hmm. And with guys, we're really simple, but women don't want to, like, stomach that. Y'all are like, no, I disagree. That's bullshit. That's fucked up. Why do you? And it's like, no, but we don't feel like that. We're really, really simple. It's like, we just want this and that. And women are like, no, I can't do that. That's terrible. How could you do, you know, and then you make it so much more complex.
Because, you know, whereas, you know what it is? You know what it is? Because that this and that that you want, every woman has. So you're telling
that,
me that this and that, therefore you don't have to be monogamous because all you want is that this and that. Every woman has that this and that. How can I define myself between the rest of those women? How can I keep your attention from everybody else with that this and that?
Can I answer that?
Solely on me.
Can I answer that?
Sure.
Here's my answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you will not understand it. You will not agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your answer.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I'm here. I'm here. Like, if I wasn't here, I'm with you. There's a whole lot of niggas that you done fuck with that ain't here. But I'm here.
And that's the key thing. You hear.
And it's really that simple. But that's why I keep trying to say to women, it's really that simple. It's
really
for real that simple. But see how you said it isn't? I just told you that. See what I'm saying?
You know why?
We'll never answer it.
Because your experience.
We'll never answer it.
Your experience, a woman's experience, this is what I'm saying, a woman's experience with a man. Now, that's what you fail to, like, do all this Cinderella complex, all this stuff. A woman's experience is what defines her. It really isn't that simple. Shaking my head, it really isn't that simple. I'm just saying, okay. But anyway, since y'all simplicity, this is your show. It's 3 minutes. We're not getting you nowhere.
Did you for real type S-I-M-P? He went in. He spelled the whole word out. That's
your simplicity. Your simplicity just turned everything upside down. So I don't get it. I mean,
That's the reason why.
I really do hear what you're saying. I do get it. In a perfect world, it would be wonderful the way you said it. But this is not a perfect world, and guys aren't just as simple as you make it seem. Because they're not going to sit up there.
How do you know that?
Because of
my
experience.
You
going to tell me as a guy that guys aren't that simple?
Because of
word.
My experience. That's what I'm going with. I'm going with my experience. You're not going to sit up here and tell me that a man. My experience, I'm going to throw my experience, my personal experience, try to take
okay.
my life because he was just simple-minded. You're not going to sit there and tell me that a man is that simple that he'll put his hands on a woman. You're not going to sit there and tell me it's just that simple. Or y'all
wait, yo, yeah, why you going to flip it when we got 3 minutes? We got 2.5 minutes. We got 2 minutes.
You
and you going to flip the shit?
Because you cut me off before.
That's your fault.
Yeah,
you had to get off. This show, come on, you the producer. Let's go. I can't cut you. Hell, mute me. Let's go.
I can't mute you. You're on my line, remember?
Hi, that's what's up. Thank you. Welcome to the Damo Show. So, anybody else that want to be a part of the Damo Show, fuck that. I'm glad it worked. Thank you. Honestly, we got 2 minutes to go. We ain't play Nan's song, but honestly, I don't give a fuck. I'm happy to be here. Listen, oh, no. Seriously. We got 2 minutes, so I'm going to just say it. Thank you, LaCrush. Thank you. What's your name, baby girl? We got 90 seconds. The white bitch just told me. She was 90 seconds.
What?
She
what?
Just, no, for real.
We can go overtime. We're good.
Okay. My nigga yeah. Jay, thank you for being a part of it. Mimi,
yeah,
Emancipation,
yeah, right.
Mariah Carey.
Yes.
DJ Mimi shit. Yo.
DJ Mimi Cat.
DJ
yes.
Mimi Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Mimi Cat? Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's the name you chose? Okay, yeah. Cool. Whatever. You know what? Honestly, 60 seconds according to the English bit. thank you for allowing me the opportunity just to talk shit and have these conversations. Next week, we're going to talk about some more shit. I love it. That's it. I have nothing. Like, I'm done. I just. Yo, next week is about alcohol.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it there.
Turn up.
Turn up time.
I
got
to call.
So thank you for the opportunity. I can't wait to listen to this and see the fuckery I was talking. And, I'm glad to be a part of it. I disagree with everything I'm saying. Anyway, I love you all. Thank you for coming out. And it's been a wonderful night. So appreciate it.
Hey, man, keep your head up and your eyes open. She's watching. You heard?
10 seconds. White bitch said 10 seconds.
Jay, any shout outs or last words you want to give, Jay?
You got 3 seconds. Hurry. Well, you missed it.
Food.
All right, time to go.
All right, y'all. Oh, good night.
Good night.
All right, Miss Lady. Have a good one. Call back in next week.
I will.
Alcoholism. Right. So. It was a very interesting show, Damo.
I love it, man. Fuck that. Let's go.
Interesting first show.
That's what I do.
Sorry for the whole it fell apart for the first half an hour.
Is Jay still there? Jay? Can you hear? How's he done?
His phone dropped. But you still got people. Shout out to Mistress Sexy May, moderator. She was in the chat room, but she was a guy.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay with people. Look, I already told you, Miss Lady, like, I'm cool with people for real, like, being mad at me. I already told you that. Like, that's what I do. This is the point. I love it. You gotta understand how much I love this. Like, you are really giving me a forum to just talk my shit. I promise you, this will work. I know you don't believe it or think so or whatever, but I'm telling you, this will work. It will work because people are retarded and they like bullshit, and I'm telling you, it will be amazing.
They were just that simple. You know you're being recorded, right?
Yo, please. Everything I'm saying is great.
Everything is still being recorded.
Yo, fuck them. People are retarded, and simple shit works. I'm not running from nothing I say. I never do. Like, I wouldn't say it if I didn't believe it. Yeah. Never knew that you'd meet me that day at that spot, huh? Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know I wasn't even going to come because it was raining. Mess up my good hair, dude.
Whatever. Ain't nobody worried about Blog Talk. Fuck them.
Anyway,
I got me some vodka. I've been drinking vodka.
Get it on YouTube.
I just want to tell you how good my drinks have been tonight. I've been drinking vodka and cherry limeade. Some mini made shit. Just want to let you know that. Like, I'm feeling fucking awesome.
I got some vodka and pineapple juice. I'm about to
get it. Yeah, but you're just too late. Mm-mm.
It's not
because you're too worried about your show because you're a producer. Mm-mm.
Yes, I'm the producer.
See,
yes,
me, I've been enjoying
it.
All of this.
I wanted to make sure that they got this conversation out. I had to get this call. We had to get the. We was anticipating this conversation for a whole month. We had to get this conversation out.
Well, we tried, but motherfuckers quit, you know, because the shit didn't work. So, whatever, man, fuck them. At the end of the day, it'll work if we keep going. And I'm telling you, as a person who's single-handedly built shit, for real, it'll work if we just keep going. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, fuck this show. Who cares? Whatever. We got another one next week. What's up?
All right.
That's what you don't know about me. Like, that's what I do. I build shit, son. Like, for real.
I feel you.
So it's cool. I don't care. A couple people signed in today. 3-4 people. Whatever. Next week it'll be 10. Next week it'll be 15. The week after that it'll be 20. You know what I'm saying? A couple weeks down, it'll be 137,000 people in this motherfucker. Let's go. That's how it happens.
Oh, my God.
I already knew. Mad people gonna like the profile and the picture, but they're not gonna tune in. I already know that. That's what happens. That's the same way I say, yo, I got a show in Brooklyn at the Barclays. What's up? Who coming? You know, 130 people like the status, but 2 people show up. That's just what happens. I get that. It's fine. I've been there. I've been doing this media shit for a lot of years.
We ain't about that life.
What I'm saying is the fact that, you know, 100 people don't show up the first time, who cares?
Okay.
It still ended up being a good show.
Yep.
I got to talk my shit.
Yep. I got to talk shit with you. Yep.
That's all I want to do.
I'm gonna get my brick and find out what happened to Brick. Why she ain't come and join me? Oh, this would have been a whole.
I agree. Yeah. What's up
this
with Brick, man?
This would've been a whole different conversation.
I promise you. Yeah. Like I was really trying to get in with Brick. Mm. And fuck with Sean about my theory makes sense. You on some bullshit. Like,
no, your theory did not make sense. You messed it up. When you revealed that one thing about men, when we didn't know it, we were like, okay, this makes sense. But as soon as you said that, like, oh, now the chips have fell into place. That's simplicity. Y'all just so simple. Not that we're complicated. It's just that y'all too simple. So it doesn't apply. Like,
but you gotta understand that when it comes to being, there's no such thing as too simple.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is too simple?
Mm-hmm.
That don't even make sense, G. Like,
mm-hmm.
too simple?
Mm-hmm.
How are you too simple? Explain
mm-hmm.
to me how mm-hmm. a person can be too simple.
Mm-hmm. Y'all just simple. Fine, take it
the
out.
Concept.
Still simple.
No, but the concept of simple.
Mm-hmm.
Since you want to be a nerd and break this down, the concept of simple means that I understand it, right? So if something is too simple, that means that you are now taking an arrogant stance and saying that I'm super smart to where this means nothing. That's different. The fact that you choose an arrogant stance makes you complicated. And that fucks up the situation.
Uh-huh.
Whatever it is. Whatever it is.
I wish I knew how to cut up this show, because I would love to cut up this show and just make a reel of everything that was said tonight. Like, I just, so many points.
I mean, it's recorded, right? You said the shit was
recorded? It's recorded, yes.
Well, once it's recorded, we can do it. I can even show you, I can show you a program. I can show you a program to where you can cut up the show. There's free programs where you can cut up the show. No
proof.
Yeah. That's bullshit that I be talking about. Like, how the fuck is something too
y'all
simple?
Talking about, right. Y'all whole concept is bullshit.
Mm-mm.
Cinderella complex.
I'm going to tell you some real life
shit.
You know why
your Cinderella complex don't really work? It's because of the simple outlook that you put on the Cinderella complex. That simple way.
I'm gonna confess some real life shit to you. You know, you don't want to hear it, but the Cinderella complex is a real thing. It's real.
Yeah, it is. I agree. Yeah.
But what I do is I simplify it.
Yeah.
And
that's
then
why it didn't work.
But I do it on purpose so that people get mad, so that we can talk about it.
Right. Okay. Well, that's why.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I'm a nerd, G.
All
come
right.
on, man.
I get it, but I'm just telling you
like,
why.
Like, I know what I'm talking about, but I just break it
right.
down to where that's why Jay got mad. Because he's like, fuck the fuck this. I know my dude. Like, he got mad because he was like, yo, you really said some real shit, but this is bullshit. What the fuck we talking about? Like, I get it. Because when you break it down for average people and average listeners, it don't make sense to them. What I'm saying makes sense. Like, the real concept.
I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you. I agree with you. When you first said it, that's why I was like, yeah, okay, I get it. But then I don't get it.
You
know, as you trying to be arrogant, which is simplicity, you know, it's just like that. I know that there's more to it than that, you know. And I said there's more to it than that, but shit.
Of course, but, you know, it's the first show, first night, whatever. I don't care. I really, like, not, I don't want to say I don't care about your show, but I mean, like, I don't care that it comes off like that. I like that. And what I'm saying is, it works in so many ways. Like, it works. I know you don't know or don't think so, but it works. And if we keep going, it will work. I promise you. People like drama and bullshit. I'm very good at taking something very complicated and then making it simple. Like, we was talking to a girl who called up and shit, and she said, yada yada, widow. I was like, widow? I was like, ooh, let me first apologize, and then two, let's move on. Because I ain't trying to really deal with nothing heavy. I don't want to deal with nothing heavy. That's just me. That's y'all shows. Y'all be dealing with some really heavy issues. fucking Willie Lynch and like, yeah, yo, I ain't got time for that. I can't do it. Them issues is too heavy. I don't want to be that. I for real want to be the TMZ. You know what I'm saying? I want to be the
TMZ of relationships. Oh boy.
Yeah, like I want to be that guy. So that we can talk and debate and talk shit and laugh and call it a day. But I don't really want to break down black relations. Like I don't. I can't do it. That's too heavy for me. No, I can't do that with vodka. Get the fuck out of here. I can't do that. That's why when you said
that's why we're talking about alcoholism more next week.
Word. That's why when you said, you know, the shit about fucking women and the whole, you know, we fed, I'm like, the Jesus shit. I was like, this has got too heavy. I didn't finish my thought.
Like, that's what, and then you end up saying everything, what I was getting to, y'all end up saying down the line. So I was like, okay. I'm like, y'all whack.
I'm just saying the shit got too heavy for me. And like, and I was like, come on, I can't do it.
Look, y'all whack.
Listen, baby girl, I know you're over 30. You're a smart woman. I like that about you. You're smart. You're intelligent. You like intelligent conversation. But you know these little dumbass niggas don't give a shit. Like, they dumb. They stupid. Who cares? Fuck them.
And that's, what we, I was trying to tell Jay that, and he said, no. No. We, it's not what it's about. What do you say? He want a woman to have a conversation. She dumb. How are we going to have a conversation with her? Like, y'all not worried about talking to her, though. Y'all gonna sit up there and tell me that? You gonna sit up there and tell me you worried about talking to her? Nigga, if she can say yes, daddy, and bye, daddy, that's all you worried about. But anyway.
I don't know. I'm in the middle on that. Because, yeah, I agree with you. But at the same time, I'm not saying
that, you know, she needs to have a master's degree, you know. But my thing is, you know, y'all got at this woman, and which most men do. You know, you say, well, women throw it up in your face. Well, men throw it up in our face, too, because as soon as we say something, oh, she angry. Oh, y'all upset. Oh, y'all just, no, I'm not angry. No, I'm not upset. I'm really not.
But Jay made a really good point, though.
Huh?
Like, you're right so far, but Jay made a good point. He was like, we've been talking to you for 15 minutes, and I know you got 2 degrees. Why?
Because you asked, what are you bringing to the table? That's the question you asked. Y'all said that. So she told you what she was bringing to the table. So why is that a bad thing?
Because if you're going to raise kids and have a real life family,
oh,
the fuck that got to do with degrees? Like, for real. Like, if you meet a good dude, let's say you fall in love with me and I fall in love with you and we're both, like, amazing together. What the fuck do degrees got to do with it?
It has nothing to do with it. But it has everything to do with it. Let me tell you
my
theory on this. But can I just tell you my theory on this? You said what it has to do with it. First of all, you got less pressure on you. Because as you being the so-called provider of the family, if something happened to you, you know she can fend for herself. That's one thing as a man that I think a real good man would make sure that their family can sustain without them being there. Something was to happen.
Wait, let me ask you.
They can sustain.
Wait, one second. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a jerk. But are we still online? Or can I just call you?
Yeah, this is being recorded.
I'm going to hang up and just call you for real.
Okay.
I just thought about it. I like what you're saying. Like, I really want you to remember what you're saying right now because I want you to repeat that.
I'm going to forget.
You're an asshole. But my point is, come on, man.
Anyway, folks, www.phonefacerradio.com. Bye-bye.
Yeah, whatever.